咁啊，选读经文系来自腓立比书第一章第二十一至二十六节。
Scripture reading today is in the book of Philippians, chapter 1, verses 21 to 26.
崇拜的主席会用中文去读一次，然之后英文读一次。
Worship leaders will be reading this first in Cantonese and then in English.
腓立比书第一章第二十一至二十六节。因我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。但我在肉身活着，若成就我功夫的果子，我就不知道该挑选什么。我正在两难之间，情愿离世与基督同在，因为这是好得无比的。然而我在肉身活着，为你们更是要紧的。我既然这样深信，就知道仍要住在世间，且与你们众人同住，使你们在所信的道上又长进又喜乐，叫你们在基督耶稣里的欢乐因我再到你们那里去就越快加增。
Philippians, for to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. If I am to live in the flesh, that means fruitful labor for me. Yet, which I shall choose, I cannot tell. I am hard pressed between the two.My desire is to depart and be with Christ, for that is far better. But to remain in the flesh is more necessary on your account. Convinced of this, I know that I will remain and continue with you all, for your progress and joy in the faith, so that in me you may have ample cause to glory in Christ Jesus, because of my coming to you again.
草必枯干，花必凋谢。唯有我们神的话必永远立定。
The grass withers and flowers fade, but the word of our God will stand forever.
今日好高兴有许文立牧师来我们正道，题目是活着是基督。
We're very happy to receive Pastor Philippi, to preach his message today.
即是打假餐嚟，
大礼物俾你啊！
Let's bow for the prayer.
又得有祈祷。
Father, we thank you for your grace.
主，我哋感谢你俾我哋恩典。
That you are one that allows us to come into your presence.
让我哋今日嘅早上，我哋能够喺你面前。
Father, we pray that your Spirit will fill us.
我祈祷你嘅圣灵去充满着我哋。
Lord, may you fill.This temple,
让你嘅圣灵都充满着呢个嘅圣殿。
Not just this building,
唔单止系呢个嘅地方
，but fill our hearts,
而更加嘅系将你嘅圣灵去充满我哋每人嘅心。
As we have sung today, open the eyes of our hearts.
让我刚才所唱嘅歌就系话，让我哋开我哋嘅眼睛
，open our ears to hear your word.
亦都系开你嘅耳朵，都系去听你嘅话语。
Father, may your word come alive into our hearts.
让你嘅话语喺我哋内心入边充满着活动。
Change us to be more and more like your Son Christ.
你嘅话语系真系更加嘅系让我哋改变更像基督。
For it is your Spirit that dwells within us.
因为你嘅圣灵喺我圣灵在我心当中工作。
May your work of the Spirit continue to revive and sanctify our souls.
就系圣灵去帮助我哋，让我哋更加系成圣，去更加去像你。
We pray these things in Jesus' name.
啊，咁祷告奉教主耶稣名字祈求，阿门。
I bring a greeting from Covenant Church.
喺圣日堂嘅，我哋都系带住呢个嘅欢迎大家。
Yeah, our session is praying for you.
即系圣日堂嘅，都系为到我哋大家一齐祈祷。
We know that it is always a difficult time as you do look for a pastor.
咁亦都系一个困难嘅时间，我哋都系而家要去揾一个新嘅牧师。
We know that God is the one that sustains the church.
我哋知道就系话教会系神系去支撑。
And He'll always be the one that sustains you.
也都是神是永远的支持我们。
Let us listen, let us turn now to God's word.
用我们现在去专目看神的话语。
Now there are many different reasons that people are attracted to Christianity.
有很多人就很吸引的 去看个 基督教。
You know, one of the main reasons that people want to come to Christianity is for eternal life.
有一个其中的原因，为什么人喜欢去留意基督教呢？因为就有一个永生。
I want to go to heaven.
我也想去天堂。
We look forward to having a time where the Bible promises that there's no more pain, no more sorrow.
我都系会约有呢个愿望去睇到就系唯一天堂所讲嘅讲嘅天堂系再冇呢个痛苦。
There's no more suffering, no more toiling, and there's no more fighting of disease.
就话呢个冇嘅痛苦，冇呢个伤痛，再冇有嘅疾病。
There's no more death.
再冇有死亡。
Now who wouldn't want that eternal life?
边个会唔想要有呢个嘅永生呢
？We'll have new heavenly bodies.
有一个新天新地的新的身体
where we no longer will be any more pain and disease and suffering and no more destruction.
再没有一个饥饿，再没有一个痛苦，再没有一个天灾人祸
and there'll be no more evil.
再没有一个邪恶
no more sin.
再没有一个罪
Most of all,
但最重要的是
what people want to come to Christ because they want to be united with their brothers and sisters who have passed.
而另一个原因就是为什么人喜欢有一个永生，就是说以后的在永生的时间可以和你以后你的爱的人同一起再一次一起。
You know, and that's something that we should look forward to.
是这个是我们应该是有在渴望是有的。
Because the Bible does describe that as the peace that transcends all understanding.
而那个就是天堂我们有一个永远的一起的平安。
That as a new creation, we will all be together again in Christ.
而最后的一个新天新地的时间，我们会再一次的和神大家一起联合。
Now that sounds good for everybody, right? Everybody would want that.
大家听下去，大家好好啊，我们一起了以后。
Now the question I would like to ask you today.
今天早上我想问你一个问题。
Is would you still want this type of heaven?
你仍然是不是还是想有这一个的天堂呢？
If Christ was not there,
你是还想有这个天堂，但是如果基督不在那里，
Would you still want that type of heaven if Christ was not there?
若然基督不在那里的时候，你还要不要那个天堂呢？
And that's a very good principle to always ask ourselves.
这个是一个很重要的问题，我们要问我们自己。
You know, this is something that Paul reminding us here in this verse in Philippians chapter 1.
这个就是保罗在这个腓立比书第一章的，就是问我们这个问题。
He's giving this view of an eternal perspective.
我们要看到就是这个永恒的角度。
What gives you meaning in life?
究竟在我们生命当中有什么意思呢？
What gives you purpose?
有什么是令到给我们有人生的目标呢？
That drives the direction of your life.
有什么是令到我们推动我们人生的目标呢？
In verse 23, he says, my desire is to depart to be with Christ, for that is far better.
在第23节就说，我正在两难之间，情愿离世与基督同在，因为这是好得无比的。
And what he's highlighting to us that the most important thing to him
如果我就话最关于人生当中最重要嘅乜嘢
？This is relationship to Christ。
最重要嘅就系话与基督一齐呢个关系。
It's his union with Christ that gives him the purpose for his life。
就话与基督联合，俾到佢人生当中嘅目标。
And you can see that there is a richness in his relationship with the Lord。
你睇到就话喺入边当中同主有一个基督嘅关系，好有嘅满足。
There's a longing for that finality to that for that relationship to be made perfect。
就讲到保罗当中，讲到好大嘅渴望，终天有一日嘅系永远同神一齐。
And that is his ultimate desire。
呢个就系佢保罗佢最终嘅呢个渴望。
And he longs for that future destiny to be made perfect in union with Christ。
而我哋嘅都系应该切切望望嘅去渴望有呢个关系。
We will live with Christ face to face。
我哋嘅再一次面对面嘅。同神一齐有关系。
That you will be in His glory forever.
And 你同我都系同神一齐嘅一齐。
Now this is what he longs for.
而呢个就系保罗所渴慕嘅。
This is his motivation.
呢个就系佢嘅动力。
It's that perfect union with Christ.
就佢动力就系话与基督联合。
And I think that's the question I would like to ask ourselves today.
所以今天早上我哋想问我哋自己
：Is my relationship to Christ the most important thing to you?
我哋同基督嘅联合嘅关系系咪我哋人生当中、生命中最重要嘅事咧
？This is something that we need to ask ourselves each and every day。
呢个系我哋每天每日嘅应该去问我哋自己。
Can I honestly say that the theme in my life is to live for Christ.
我哋係咪話好誠實去問我哋自己，我哋係咪活著就是基督？
Now, as a church, our responsibility is to feed you the Word of God.
而作為教會嘅，我係有責任嘅，將神嘅話語去喂養俾大家。
And it's the work of the Holy Spirit in your heart that's teaches you and sanctifies your heart.
亦都聖靈嘅工作為到大家係並就大家係成聖更像基督。
It's God's work of sanctification in us.
这个是神的工作，令到我们更加诚信跟像祂。
But God has given us a responsibility.
但神也都给我们有一个责任。
It is to walk in step with the Spirit each and every day.
是就我们去透过我们靠着圣灵而行。
And a lot of that actually every day, what that means is that we walk each day in repentance and faith.
这就是我们每天每日的要靠着圣灵而行，我们有悔改。凭着这个信心。
That we seek to be holy, we seek to be righteous.
我们要去寻找这个公义。
Why?
为什么呢?
That's God's purpose and work in you.
因为就是说，这个就是神在我们当中的目标。
To make you holy more and more in the image of Christ.
就让我们更加的去圣洁，去更加的去像基督。
To give you that heart that desires Him and to love Him, to glorify Him forever.
让我们更加去像基督，让我们更加去爱基督的爱神，都是去成圣。
And that becomes our purpose in life.
这个才是我们人生的最终的目标。
You know, we need to heed the warnings that are in Revelation at the end of the Bible.
我们去留意去看这个圣经启示录当中的讲道。
In chapter 3, he gives us three examples of churches.
下面当中有给三个的例子，当中的教会什么事？
Well, it's more than three. We'll just be...But we're talking about Laodicea in Revelation 3.
我看到那边当中，譬如说老底家的教会。
That where their faith has become lukewarm.
哇，当中老底家的教会，他们的信心不冷不热。
Okay, that, and sometimes that describes a lot of our Christian faith.
其实都是好像去形容到我们当中我们作为基督徒的信心。
Especially as you become a Christian for a longer period of time.
特別嘅，譬如話你係已經信咗主一段時間嘅。
That our faith can become lukewarm.
我哋嘅信心可能會不冷不熱。
You know, we remember those times where we are intimately passionate about becoming a Christian.
好似我哋最初信嘅時候，我哋咧好落力嘅去相信主。
But over the years, that passion wanes.
但是过了一段时间，过了很多年，我们的信心慢慢的减弱。
And we're in this relationship with Jesus where it's lukewarm.
我们的信心就不冷不热。
What does he say about this church in Laodicea?
这个讲就说这个老底家教会怎样啊？
God says he's displeased with that. He'd rather you be hot or cold.
他就说我宁愿你一是高一是冷一是热。
All right, because he wants to spit you out of his mouth.
如果你係咁嘅時候，神話佢會將你從佢口中吐出嚟。
You know, it's like when you go eat dim sum.
好似我哋去食點心咁樣。
You know, when you eat dim sum and when you bite into it, it's lukewarm. How do you feel?
咁就話你去食點心嘅時候，依個點心唔凍唔冷唔熱嘅。
You know, I went recently with my wife to go eat dim sum, and we went to a restaurant where you have to order and then it'll bring it out to your table.
我將來呢，我以前咁樣呢，我食點心呢，我哋呢要食乜嘢嘅先至去點去寫。
And what we learned is that you should not go there early.
我哋學到，我學嗰時學到就話，我唔應該呢一早太早去個茶樓去食點心。
Okay, when we ate into that燒賣, it was lukewarm.
因為你要好早去呢，第一批嗰啲燒賣呢都係唔冷唔熱嘅，唔新鮮。就是、如果哎不好吃的。
It's like, I think it's leftover from yesterday.
好像昨天隔夜来给我的。
And because it's so early, I don't think the ovens are hot enough, the stoves are hot enough to make it hot yet.
因为呢禁了它的茶楼，你的那个炉都可能未热，蒸出来都未靓的。
Even we do not like lukewarm food.
所以我就算我们自己人都不喜欢不冷不热的食物。
And God does not like a lukewarm heart.
而我们神也不喜欢我们这个不冷不热的心。
He wants you to have passion for him.
神要将向我们有一个的热心。
And there's another example in the church of Ephesus, Ephesus.
也都好像讲到里面当中有一个以弗所的教会。
Where it says that they have abandoned the love that they first had for Christ.
讲到以弗所的教会当中，他们离弃了他当初有的爱。
All right, if Laodicea didn't make it plain enough, he says it clearly here.
他讲到很清楚地讲到。
Losing the first love.
他没有说离弃了 佢哋當初所相信嘅愛。
And sometimes you feel like that, you know, what does that mean? I mean, you can understand that if you've been in love before.
我哋諗下，我哋最初係有相信點樣咧
？Maybe that's easiest to describe when you talk about husband and wives when they first got married.
好似譬如話做個比喻，譬如話睇依個夫婦最初佢哋結婚嘅時候。
You know, and then after 10, 15, 20 years later.
過咗十年啦，佢嘅婚姻。
Is that love still as passionate?
兩夫婦嘅愛當中係咪仲係咁火熱咧
？You know, are you looking at that woman or that husband as that dreamboat that you actually married?
仲係咪睇住個太太或者睇住個丈夫仲係咁靚咁咁光彩烈火咧
？Well, not really. Now we have pot bellies and
但係只係諗住睇下就係大肚腩，大家都
okay and,And that lukewarmness actually is very insidious. It comes slowly.
就話依個不冷不熱嘅離去嘅愛係好睇到嘅。
And it takes much effort.
係其實係要需要有個工作去做到。
Much effort to keep your passion alive in your marriage.
所以話我哋作為基督徒嘅係需要去落力嘅工作。去保持我哋自己唔好有呢個機會。
Right. Those who know are in relationship in a marriage, you know it takes a lot of work.
若然你係已經結婚一段嘅時間，或者你係有關係嘅，同大家有關係嘅時候， it, 你知道係需要有個時間，有需要嘅落力去保持人嘅關係。
Intimacy and closeness does not just happen automatically.
人與人之間嘅關係唔係就咁嘅容易嘅發生。
That love takes a lot of nurturing.
人當中的愛這個關係需要去落力去
保守 A lot of time communicating
是需要有一個關係要溝通
you know, Even as a pastor, I have to repent I need to do better
首先我是牧師我都要去講我都要自己去悔改
To have more communication with my wife
我需要去怎樣懂得怎樣去跟人溝通
To love and look for her needs
需要去找到對方的需要
And to see how I can love her and care for her
好叫我能夠更加去愛
對方 And serve her
去讓我更加去有更好關係。
That's the same thing with our love for Christ.
依個同一樣嘅，我點樣去愛我哋基督
？Takes a lot of effort to see how I can live for Christ daily.
係需要點樣去睇到我要落力嘅，去用心嘅，點樣去愛基督
？Now, when you really think about it, why did God create us? Why did God create you?
就或者我睇就話點解神要去創造人？
Anybody answer?
點解咧？有冇人知道咧？
Yeah. You know your confession, Elder Chan.
陳長老就話：神去創造人，因為要去榮耀神。
Okay.
因為咧，就係小信有問答嘅第一條。
Well, I think the simple answer I'm looking for is that He loves you. He wants a relationship with you.
就係神嘅去愛你，神嘅係希望同你有依個關係。
You know, of course, it's for His glory.
當然啦，係有一個榮耀當中。
You know, that's what He created the world to be. It's for His glory.
就話神去創造依個世界係為咗佢嘅榮耀。
But the desire, that desire for His glory, is also a desire to have.A relationship with you.
也同一樣嘅就係話，佢有讓神嘅希望同人與人與人嘅有一個關係。
You know that is an amazing thing.
依個其實係好好嘅一個奇異嘅事。
You know that song that we always sing, "Amazing Grace." Why is it so amazing?
我哋成日去唱依個奇異恩典，點解咁奇異咧
？You sung it so long, it becomes lukewarm too.
你唱咗好耐啦，覺得已經係好慣一慣嘅歌啦。
But in reality, we should never grow tired.Of hearing the love of God,
但係我哋作為基督徒嘅唔應該係覺得好攰啦，去聽到啲舊嘅嘢。
We should never become what do they call it? Apathetic to hearing that God loves you.
就話我哋睇到聽到睇呢個時候或者聽嘅時候，我哋真係要感受到神當中俾我哋嘅愛。
That He desires to have a relationship with you.
係神佢自己去想同人有呢個關係。
You know, because that's a very amazing thing that God Himself loves you enough to come to you.
所以就話依個係好奇異嘅神，佢親自嘅嚟到當中，去同人想有一個關係。
That God would have a desire to love you, to have a relationship with you.
而神嘅有一個渴望同人中當中有一個親密嘅關係。
You know, that's an amazing thing.
依個係奇異嘅事。
And if we remember in Genesis 3 in the Garden of Eden, God would come and walk with Adam and Eve in the garden.
大家就會記得喺個嘅創世記當中，神會喺呢個同亞當亞娃喺伊甸園當中去一齊行。
And God loves them enough, even after the fall, to not throw them away.
就算喺个堕落当中，神嘅都系冇完全嘅去离弃佢哋。
But He continues to care for them even in their rebellion.
甚至亚当夏娃佢当时嘅去犯罪，神嘅仍然嘅都系眷顾佢哋。
And we read through the whole Old Testament that God continued His grace and mercy to His men.
亦都系睇呢个当中呢个旧约当中，所以人嘅堕落，但系神嘅仍然嘅去爱佢嘅子民。
To the people He has chosen to be His kingdom.
甚至佢所揀選嘅人，佢揀選嘅人喺個國度當中去犯罪，神嘅仍然都係愛佢哋。
And ultimately, He would be the one to restore that relationship.
而神嘅佢自己，佢親自嘅去重組呢個關係。
And the only way that God can do that,
只有神先能夠做到。
That man's heart was so hard, so dead.
人嘅心好乾硬、剛強。
That it required the sacrifice of Jesus Himself.
需要耶稣基督佢自己佢舍身为到人。
To come and die on the cross for us.
佢嚟到个世上去舍身为到人去钉十字架上。
And what is that purpose for?
咁佢点解耶稣基督要钉喺十字架上咧
？The whole purpose was to restore your relationship to God.
耶稣基督钉喺十字架上，主嘅原因第一个主要原因就系话要同人当中要回复呢个真正嘅关系。
That's how much God loves you。
一就系话点解佢神嘅爱系点样彰显
？You know that's how much He desires to fellowship with you。
一就睇到话神点样佢几咁爱想同你有一个关系。
That He is the Father who is overjoyed with His affection of you, His child。
就系话好似一个父亲点样睇到细路仔当中嘅爱。
You know as Elder Chan says, he enjoys to see you, that to see you enjoy him.
神亦都好开心嘅，睇到就系话，睇到我哋人同神当中有关系，神都有好喜乐。
Not just forever, but it starts here on this earth.
呢个神意当中呢个喜乐，呢个关系唔单止系将来嘅事，而家嘅事都系一样。
To see you walk with him daily, that's what brings God joy.
呢个就系话我哋今天嘅，我哋同神有当中嘅关系，同神一齐嘅同步。Right?
That's God's purpose. He sends His Son to bring a restored relationship with us.
呢个就系父神去差遣耶稣独生子嚟咗世上钉十字架上嘅目标，就系话将我哋人同神当中嘅关系去再维修。
And He ultimately is building a new kingdom.
而当中嘅最后嘅系俾到我哋一个新嘅国度。
Where we will have perfect unity with Christ.
一生嘅国度当中，我哋同神耶稣基督有一个完美嘅关系。
This is what Paul describes here.As his desire to finalize that perfect union.
呢个就系所讲嘅当中，我哋讲到话，耶稣基督嘅关系同我哋有，令到我哋有一个完全嘅关系同神。
But that eternal perspective.
呢个睇落好似系一个永恒嘅一个观点。
It must motivate the way that we live our present day life.
但系呢个永恒嘅观点，令到我哋现今我点样去活着我哋今生嘅时间。
He says in verse 21 to 22, he goes on to say.That to live is Christ. And if I am to live in the flesh, that means faithful labor for me.
他说就说在21至22节就说因我活着就是基督我死了就有益处但我在肉身活着就成就我功夫的果子就不知道该挑选什么。
Now, Covenant has been going through this theme of to live is Christ for the last year.
聖日堂都有講到呢個嘅主點喺舊年嘅當中。
And this is probably a wonderful theme that we have been studying and people have, are enjoying looking at living for Christ.
我嘅舊年都係睇就話我哋有冇喺一個高興樂意嘅心喺神嘅當中嘅生命。
And all that it entails.
呢個就係我哋去睇。
And it's a challenge for us as Christians to understand what does it mean to live is Christ.
所以就话我哋都系一个挑战，我哋究竟咩意思喺活着喺在基督入边当中
？You know, this is an emphatic phrase in the Greek.
喺个希腊文当中都系一个字眼。
You know that word is so important. To live is Christ.
佢讲到就话活着就是基督。
So there's an emphasis, a force here that life means Christ. Christ.Is my life
喺希腊当未文嘅当中系一个好强调嘅意思，活在话一个人嘅生命活着就是基督。
And that's something very important.
呢系好重要嘅事。
If there's no life apart that is without Christ，
所以就话若然你系离开咗耶稣基督嘅时候，就唔会有呢个生命。
Now it's the idea that my life is not my own。
所以講到就話我嘅生命唔係我自己嘅生命。
That it belongs to Christ.
我自己嘅生命係屬於基督。
Paul repeats that in Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave him up, gave himself up for me.
加拉太書第二章二十節嗰陣就話：我已經與基督同釘十字架，現在活著的不再是我，乃是基督在我裏面活著，並且我如今在肉身活著，是因信他的兒子而活。他是愛我，為我捨己。
Christ becomes that center, the drive for your purpose in life.
耶穌基督成為我哋人生，我哋嘅人生嘅目中心點。
And I think that.It's called to do, and we're called to do the same.
而我哋自己嘅愛作，我哋作為基督徒嘅都係同一樣。
You know, but there are many things that hinder the Christian faith.
我哋好多好多次好多嘢去影響到我，令到我哋唔能夠去成長。
There are too many distractions in our lives which distract us from focusing on Christ.
喺我生命當中，好似好多嘢去影響我哋唔能夠喺基督入邊有一個成長。
And the Bible warns us not to become shallow.
聖經去提點我哋，我哋要去留意。
We can't keep on drinking milk in our spiritual walk。
佢講就話我哋作為基督徒嘅，唔可以只係不斷嘅只係飲一啲嘅奶。
That we never grow up and eat solid food。
好似 B B 咁樣，我哋相信咗主之後，唔可以好似像 B B 咁樣只係飲呢個奶，我哋要去成長，要食好嘅嘢。
But he encourages us to grow and deepen our faith.
所以就話去鼓勵我哋作為基督徒嘅，我哋需要去扎根去成長。
That we'll become ones who no longer need milk。
我哋作為基督徒嘅，我要成長，唔好永遠嘅好似 B B 一樣，我哋要成長。
But God's word grows deep, growing deep roots within our hearts。
讓神嘅話語喺我哋嘅內心裏邊扎根。
That God becomes the center of our lives。
而讓基督成為我哋人生當中嘅中心。
I do have this illustration for you.
我帶咗啲嘢去代表咗俾大家睇。
I don't know if you might have heard this given by someone else already.
而家你知道依個咩啦？
You know what this is?
依咩嘅咧
？It's a rim of a bicycle.
依個就係單車依個嘅碌嗰個。
This represents your life right here.
依個就代表咗我哋人生嘅生命。
All right, you are the hub. You are in the middle.
我哋以為我哋喺中心。
And all these spokes are the different roles you play in your life. You're a son, you're a father, you're a mother, you're a worker, whatever you do, you're a student. These spokes represent your roles in life.
我哋人生嘅心咧，我哋自己喺中心，我哋側邊依啲嘅軸，中間嘅側邊依啲全部嘅軸咧，代表咗我哋生命當中唔同嘅嘢，譬如話我哋嘅弟兄啊，我哋嘅工作啊，我哋同人其他人嘅唔同嘅關係。
Okay, everything revolves around you.
所有側邊嘅嘢啊，我哋所有工作啊，人生關係當中係圍繞著中心點。
And Paul is saying is that when you become a Christian, something drastic happens.
就係話保羅講就話，當人去相信咗主之後，有個好徹底特別嘅改變。
Christ becomes the hub of your life.
耶穌基督成為依個你人生嘅中心點。
He becomes the center of your life.
神係成為你嘅中心點。
So that everything that you are, every role that you play,
而你側邊嘅所有嘅其他嘅軸
，every spoke that comes out of your life,
所以每一樣嘢係從依個從中心嘅係從神當中出嚟。
Now must come through Christ.
就係每樣嘢都係咁樣。
See, a lot of times the problem with Christians, our faith, is that we make compartments in our faith.
就係話我哋作為基督徒嘅好多時，我哋將我哋嘅內心入邊，我哋嘅信心有唔同嘅擺喺唔同地方。
It's that I'm a student, I'm a worker.
就話我係一個學生，我係或者我係做嘢。
And I'm also religious. Sunday is my religion.
亦都係話咧，第星期日咧，我就基督徒。
So Christianity actually has become not my hub, but it's just another spoke in life.
所以作為基督徒嘅，我哋唔係將我自己擺喺第一中心點，只係我哋其中嘅一個嘅身份。
And that every Sunday we live out our Christianity.
就話我哋喺 当中，我人生当中，变咗我哋每一个礼拜嘅好似唔同嘅身份。Weekday 嘅可能系做工或者翻学，而星期日咧我就系基督徒。
Yeah, so weekdays you go to work and Sundays you come to church.
系啦，就系咁样啦。
But Paul is saying life cannot be like that.
但系保罗讲到话，我哋作为基督徒唔应该咁样嘅生命。
You know, to live is Christ.
我哋就系为咗应该忠心点耶稣基督而活。
And Christ becomes that hub of your life.
我应该将耶稣基督摆喺我人生当中嘅中心点。
And what does that really mean?
呢意思乜嘢咧
？That it affects every role that you play.
就话喺我哋若然摆耶稣基督摆中心点嘅时候，我哋生命当中唔同嘅身份就会有改变。
Right? How do you show forth Christ in your home as a husband, a wife?
就话我作为基督徒嘅喺家庭当中，点样成为一个家庭当中嘅基督徒嘅丈夫咧
？As your parent, how do you show forth that love of Christ?
若然你是基督徒的，你怎样在中心有神的中心点当中的时候，我成为一个基督徒的父亲母亲。
And as a child, how do you live out your life to be a witness of Christ?
我们作为小朋友的，或者是一个年轻人的，我怎样成为一个基督徒的年轻人去作见证。
And this is what it really means when you do all things for the glory of Christ.
这所有意思就是说，我说做什么都是为着基督。
That we understand every aspect of my life is through Christ, that I live for Him.
就说我们作为人生的，我怎样说活出你的生命是为着基督。
That you're a student, how do you become a student that has Christ as your center and your hub?
我作为基督徒的，我作为一个学生的，怎样一个基督徒的学生去活出呢个嘅生命咧？
You know, how do you make it so that you're studying for the purpose of glorifying Christ?
啊，作为学生啊，点样我哋去个温习，我哋点样去做，成为我点样去将个学习当中去荣耀神咧
？So the purpose never just becomes getting good grades to get a good job to make money.
所以我哋嘅目标唔单止只系话，我作为基督徒嘅学生，唔单止只系话我哋要攞个好嘅成绩，我哋有个好嘅工作。
But now you are in school. How can I be a witness for Christ?Being a student in school.
就话我喺我哋学校当中，点样喺做基督徒嘅学生喺学校当中作见证呢
？You are made to be salt and light, not after you graduate from school.
就喺就算喺学校嘅当中，你系仲系学生嘅时候，点样去做盐、做盐、做光？唔系话等你毕业之后先做盐做光。
But you are to set that example for Christ as a student, as a child.
就话，就算你系年轻嘅时候，就算你喺学校作为学生嘅时候，你已经可以作见证。
And as a worker, how do you live forth?
就话，就算你喺工作嘅时候，你点样喺工作当中成为一个基督徒
？Shining bright at your workplace for Christ.
就话喺个工作嘅地方，点样去表明你系一个基督徒
？Do people even know that you're a Christian?
啊，你工作当中其他你嘅同事系咪知唔知你系基督徒咧？
Do they know what drives your goodness?
哈，佢哋知唔知道点解你系咁样去做咧
？Oh yeah, Selena's a nice lady.
啊 ，Selena 好似睇落系，Selena 系一个好人。
You know what makes her so nice?
啊，点啊？哦，已经点解去做啲嘢咁好
？Carol, yeah, she's a nice woman.
啊 ，Carol 咧都系好嘅女人。
All right, but do they really know what drives you?
但其他人睇嘅时候，睇到点解佢哋会咁好
？Is Christ seen through your actions and your love?
就人哋睇嘅时候，系咪睇到因着耶稣基督，佢哋先系咁样咧
？That's what it means to have Christ as your hub, as your center.
意思就系，若然神喺你人生嘅当中嘅时候
，it affects every role that you play in your life.
就话人，若然人系将神摆喺人嘅生嘅当中嘅中心点嘅时候，会影响到你人生嘅生命。
That even in your church,
就算喺教会当中。
You serve to glorify Christ.
我哋去为着基督嘅原因，我哋去侍奉。
All right, we have to be honest with ourselves.
我哋要好表明我哋俾自己好承认。
Our hearts are still tainted by sin.
我哋嘅内心入边仍然嘅被罪去污染。
And even in our service can be tainted by pride.
有时可能我哋所做嘅嘢都系有罪嘅当中。
So we must reflect on why do we do the things we do.
所以我哋去睇嘅时候，当我哋侍奉，点解我哋做我哋要做嘅侍奉
？Not to stop doing them when we say that, oh, we're doing this out of wrong reasons.
啊，我哋所以咧，样嘢做得唔啱嘅时候，我哋要停，我哋要去留意，我哋要悔改。
But to change our hearts.
我哋需要去改变我哋嘅内心。
Therefore, to have the right reasons to do the right things.
所以我哋需要有一个啱嘅理由，啱嘅方向去做侍奉。
Okay.That's having Christ as a center.
所以话呢个意思就系话，我哋有神喺我人生当中嘅中心。
And the only way that we're able to do that, to live a life of sacrifice, is through the power of the Holy Spirit that lives within us. As I repeat it again, it's the Holy Spirit that empowers you, that changes you. It is the work of the Spirit that makes you more and more holy. It's not, it is your work, working with the Spirit. But it's actually God's work. So if you are a Christian who lives and believes in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and have the Holy Spirit living in you, God is at work in your life. No Christian is without the Spirit. And therefore, what our role is to do is to totally surrender to the work of the Spirit. To have the authority and the lordship of Christ be the rule of my life. You know, that's what Paul is talking about when he says that old life has been taken away and he has a new life. That new life of dwelling in the Spirit has come. 2 Corinthians 5:17, it says that you are now indwelt by the Holy Spirit, by God Himself.
And
that's what empowers you to live Christ as the hub of your life. But God is the one that needs to open our eyes and our hearts to realize we are that sometimes we have not put Him at the center. It's very sad when you see Christians go through their lives where Christ never becomes the one that sits on the throne of their hearts. But Paul is saying that our identity as a Christian, that identity must be Christ. To live for Christ must be the center of everything you do. Christ needs to be that hub in your life. And we see how that is lived out here in Paul's life in three aspects, which I'll go through quickly. Verse 22, it says, if I am to live in the flesh, that means fruitful labor for me. So your life must be identified with fruitful labor. You know, we know how Paul served faithfully with his life. He was the one that grew many of the churches in Asia Minor. We saw how he ministered to them and cared for them. That he was imprisoned and ultimately martyred for the gospel. And in many ways, we are called to be ones who fruitfully labor to build God's kingdom.
And
therefore, you are called to bear fruit for Christ. You know, and a lot of times we actually as Christians have a hard time balancing these things. Oh, I have to serve Christ, but I also have to live in the world. You have to balance all the activities of your children, of your home. Then you have to balance the activities of actually service. Now And what I'm saying is that that's wrong.
我们如果这样看的时候是错。
You're still putting things in compartments.
我仍然的将我们的生命去斩件，怎样去摆。
Our bearing fruit in your life revolves around everything you do.
我们怎样去过这个生命，我们就要去看。
All your activity, all your work, your school.
我们所有的人生当中的事，就算你的工作，你的学业。
Even in raising your family.
甚至是说我怎样 去管理我们的家庭。
These are not separate things of living it to bear fruit.
不是说我们是特别分开的，怎样 去活出这个果子。
Bearing fruit isn't just Christian activities.
要活出有这个果子的生命，不是说只是基督徒的工作。
But bearing fruit is in the everyday life of how you live out Christ.
就是说我们要结出这个有果子的生命，就是说应该我们每一天每日的怎样去活出这个有基督徒的生命。
Even when you're dealing with your family and your children, are you bearing fruit?In the lives of your children that are growing to know Christ.
所以，就算我哋喺我哋平时嘅生命当中，就算我点样去工作，点样去养活我哋嘅子女同家人嘅关系，点样喺呢个关系当中去活出呢个基督教基督徒嘅果子。
That as a student, as a worker in the work field, you are not. You're always setting an example for being a testimony of Christ.
所以就算喺个工作当中，点样去活出呢个有基督教基督徒嘅果子
？And that's something that we have to always keep in mind.
所以我就呢样嘢就话，我哋点样去活出我哋呢个生命有基督徒嘅样式？呢个系我哋要去做。
That bearing fruit becomes every aspect of my life.
我点样活出呢一个基督徒嘅身份？系我哋生命当中每一个系我哋嘅目的。
How do we put Christ the center of my work, my home, my school.
就话将我哋喺个生命当中，无论系每一个身份当中，点样去将基督摆喺入边。
That in all that I do, I become that witness for Christ.
就话喺每个地方，我点样去能够表明到耶稣基督神嘅呢个嘅荣美。
That you're able to bear fruit in your life.
无论喺每一个身份嘅当中，点样去结出呢个基督教嘅果子。
Everything becomes fruitful labor for God's kingdom.
所以无论喺每一个身份嘅当中，都要结出呢个果子。
Every phase, every facet,
系每一个地方每一个时间
becomes united with Christ.
都系同神有呢个嘅联合。
That you live for Christ.
就话我哋活着为基督。
Yeah, that's what it means to live as Christ.
呢就意思就话活着就是基督。
Christ lives in me.
就话神喺我耶稣基督喺我生命当中。
The question is how do I live out?
就话神耶稣基督喺我生命当中，我点样去活出呢个生命
？How do I live out Christ in the choices I make every day?
就话神喺我当中活出嘅生命，我点样去选择我人生当中嘅事咧
？Now we talk about surrendering our will to the authority of God's lordship.
我讲到我哋要降服我哋自己嘅内心入边嘅旨意，我哋点样去俾到基督？
Galatians 5 talks about producing the fruit of the Spirit in your hearts.
讲到就话我哋要有内心入边结出一圣灵嘅果子。
You know, and that happens when Christ becomes the center of your heart.
我就若愿意耶稣基督成你内心入边当中呢个嘅中心嘅时候
，that every aspect of your life, every spoke that comes out of the hub,
而喺我生命当中每一样嘢出嚟嘅时候
，it must demonstrate the fruit of the Spirit.
是能够去代表到睇到呢个人生基督当中基督嘅香气。
To live out Christ，
系活出系为着基督。
In every aspect of your life，
无论喺我哋生命当中每一个层次每一个部分。
And the choices that you make，
而我哋每一个嘅选择我哋所做嘅嘢
，show forth living for Christ，
系表明咗我哋系为着基督而活。
And it's not just bearing that fruit。
而不单止话我哋系只系讲到我哋要活出呢个生命当中有一个结果子。
In your church activities，
就算喺教会当中
，but it's every day。
而唔单止喺教会当中，系我哋每天每日嘅要活出呢个基督徒嘅生命。
And、the second point is on the account you progress having joy in faith。
就系第二样嘢，就话我哋需要嘅，我哋有喺基督徒嘅生命当中有一个喜乐。
Verses 24 and 25 to remain in the flesh is more necessary for your account.Convinced of this, I know that I will remain and continue with you all for your progress and joy in the faith.
在24至25节讲到，然而在我肉身活着，为你们更是要紧的。我既然这样深信，就知道仍然 住在世间，且与你们同住，使你们在所信的道上又长进又喜乐。
So there is a longing and a delighting in fellowship.
就睇到就话好渴望有呢个关系，呢个团契嘅生命。
And I think as you as a body of Grace Church,
我就睇到我基督我哋音乐堂嘅弟兄姊妹。
I see the joy that you have for one another.
我睇到我哋当中有呢个嘅喜乐。
I see the joy when you are able to serve together.
我睇到我哋一齐有乐喜乐一齐侍奉。
That you're able to delight with each other.
亦都我哋有喜乐嘅一齐嘅生活。
And most of all, you're able to walk through life and even in the midst of suffering.With each other.
也就算嘅，我哋有当中痛苦嘅时候，我哋仍然嘅教会就弟兄姊妹一齐嘅有嘅生命。
And that's the joy that comes that through living in union with Christ and with each other.
我哋当中呢个嘅喜乐就系因着我哋一齐嘅有个团契嘅生命，喺有基督当中有个生命。
That as you build God's kingdom,
当我哋去建立呢个嘅国度嘅时候
，as you live with Christ as your hub.
我睇到就话，我哋若然系为着基督而活嘅时候
，It's not something that you do independently。
啊，我哋一直嘅团契生活唔系话我哋自己独立嘅每个人自己嘅基督徒嘅生命。
But you're bound together with your family in Christ。
呢个嘅团契生命即系话我哋一齐嘅一齐而活。
And that there is a joy in learning to live in fellowship and grow together。
呢个就话喺当中入边团契生活，我哋有喜乐一齐嘅成长。
And that's what it means to have fruitful labor。
这个意思就是说什么叫有一个有结果子的生命
It's that you're laboring together
这个结果子的生命就是说我们一起的有一个的团契
To be salt and light of this community of your church being here
我们一起的有一个是成为做盐做光有一个教会的当中
We know that it is hard
我们知道是很困难
We know that it takes a lot of time takes a lot of effort
我知道我哋需要用好多嘅时间、好多嘅力量去做。
And sometimes you don't even see the fruits of those efforts。
我哋可能用好多嘅时间、好多嘅金钱、好多嘅力量，但见唔到最终嘅果子。
But God is the one that bears the fruit。
但系唯有神嘅去帮助我哋，系神嘅去收割。
If our hearts are pure to serve Him。
若我哋嘅心系洁净嘅，系清心嘅去侍奉神。
To do all things for His glory。
我哋为着所有我哋所做嘅一切，为着佢而做嘅。
The fruits that come are not your responsibility。
吓，有咩嘅结最后嘅结果，唔系我哋嘅工作。
They're the fruit that God bears。
系神会系最终嘅，佢最后有帮我哋有结果。
So we don't need to be discouraged。
所以我哋唔需要去灰心。
We just need to be faithful。
我只系需要有一个信心。
And that's where the joy comes from。
这个就是这个的喜乐的源头。
We don't have joy because of the fruits we see.
我们不开心因为我们看不到我们想要的结果。
We have joy because of the promise that God is the one that controls the fruit to bear.
我们的喜乐是因为我们明白知道神最后给我们的结果。
And we have that joy as we walk faithful.
既然我们有信心去行这个基督徒的生命的时候我们就有一个喜乐。
And ultimately is to give glory to Christ.
这个最后的这个就是结终。
Verse 26
在第26节
So that in me you may have the ample cause to glory in Christ Jesus because of my coming to you again.
我好叫你们因我再到你们那里在基督耶稣里因着我更加为我为荣
That in all that we do
就我们去讲
is to give glory to Christ.
我们讲到说我们要去将荣耀归于给耶稣基督
And that can only be done if Christ becomes the hub of your life.
就喺度就话，讲到就话，将耶稣基督成为我人生嘅生命当中心。
That your identity,
我哋嘅身份
is now defined by Christ.
系因着耶稣基督而活。
That it is your relationship to Christ.
系因着我哋同耶稣基督嘅生命。
And your serving of Christ.
我哋一齐，因为着佢同佢嘅关系，我哋一齐嘅去侍奉。
That becomes the purpose of your life.
成为我哋人生嘅目标。
Let us pray.
有听到祈祷。
Father, we thank you for your word.
主，我感谢你俾我哋嘅话语。
We thank you that it is very simple.
我感谢你，好其实好简单去睇。
And you make it simple.
你其实已经好简单嘅去表明咗出嚟。
You spell it out for us.
你已经系做到俾我哋。
That it is you are the one that desires to have a relationship with us.
系你亲自嘅希望同人当中有一个关系。
And you solved our problem of sin of death.
而去解決咗呢個罪當中嘅問題。
Of our rebellious of heart，
我哋當中我哋去犯罪。
By giving us Jesus，
我在犯罪當中，但你都係差耶穌基督為到我哋而活。
Father， we thank you for this amazing grace。
主，我感謝你俾我呢個奇異嘅恩典。
And while we were yet sinners， you would send your Son to die for us。
在我哋還作罪人嘅時候，你差獨生子耶穌基督為到我哋而死。
Lord， help us never to take this forever for granted。
讓我哋唔好嘅去即係輕看呢個嘅恩典。
But Lord， to be always amazed at your love。
让我们永远的去祈依你给我们的爱。
May you implant your spirit within our hearts，
让你将你的圣灵去灌溉我们的心的当中，
to continue to transform us，
是不断的去改变我们的生命，
to make us more and more in the image of Christ，
我们更加的去像基督。
Help us to understand what it means that you need to beAt the hub of our life，
让我们能够去明白我们怎样将我们的生命是应该将你摆在我们的中心。
To sit at the throne of our hearts，
而怎样去说将你摆在我们的中心，让我们看到就是你是一个高高的，是一个主权。
Father， we pray that you will cleanse our hearts，
主要求你去洁净我们的心，
and make it more pleasing to you，
让我们的生命更加的能够去侍奉你。
Father， change the desires of our hearts，
求你去改变我们的思心思意念。
Change the passions that we seek after，
求我们去更加的去依靠你。
So that we can love you first， most of all，
让我们才能够去先去爱你。
We pray these things in Jesus' name.
我咁祈祷，奉靠主耶稣名字祈求。
Amen.
阿门。